The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The joy and jubilation and exhilaration and triumph of the draft. The doom scrolling and fast power walking of the draft. And my favorite, okay? Jalen Waddle had already heard he was being drafted. So the second take was him just flat out icing the fan lane, getting his walk on. Let's go.
That was awesome.
What the 49ers did at three was always going to be the story of this draft, but that's only because we knew Trevor Lawrence was one for Jacksonville, and the Jets were all in on Zach Wilson at two. So those two picks kind of get glossed over, but hello? Trevor Lawrence, number one pick in the draft. Some thought he could be number one pick the last two or three drafts. And hello? Zach Wilson to the Jets, impossibly intriguing. Out of nowhere, if you would have said that one 8 months ago. What's that face, Frank? I saw that. What do you say?
How old is this guy? He looks like a teenage Jay Kuma.
Stop. Give the man his moment. We'll get to that. You can get to that if you want. San Francisco, what they did at three appears to be a long con. I mean, they fell head over heels for Trey Lance months ago, we're hearing now. And they played it up this week that they didn't know who they were going to take. I mean, they're even saying we put a bow on it Monday when we said Shanahan felt one way and Lynch felt the other way. So let's start there on what San Francisco did and whether they have their franchise quarterback in Trey Lance. Around the horn to you, Frank Isola.
Yeah, let's start there because that's where the draft absolutely started. When San Francisco traded up, they clearly had their guy. Everything else was a smokescreen. Is it a reach? Absolutely. But you know what? Doug Williams, Joe Flacco, Phil Simms all came from small schools. Kurt Warner came from a small school. What do they all have in common? They all won a Super Bowl. Now, we're a long way from that, and we know that the 49ers in recent years, you know, Joe Montana, Steve Young were great, won a Super Bowl. Colin Kaepernick and Jimmy Garoppolo were good, went to a Super Bowl. They put a lot of pressure on themselves picking Trey Lance at three. They must know something, and they'll get a chance to prove it to everybody.
Monica McNutt, when you saw San Francisco make the pick that you said earlier this week was not a pick you would endorse, what were you thinking?
Tony, I'm still a little bit baffled, honestly, and I think I'm only encouraged in my slight bafflement in the fact that Shanahan still won't necessarily commit to him saying that it's going to be a battle and it'll be tough for him to beat out Garoppolo. Listen, this is a guy who his pass attempts were the least in the last 40 years in terms of the quarterback position and being drafted this high. So, they must know something I don't. I remember when Kyle Shanahan was here with the Washington football team and the magic that he managed to work around RG3. So I'm going to have to trust him on this one.
No offense. Monica, Frank, they do so know something that you don't. I mean, that's why they are running the team. But we'll say that much.
Yeah.
Sarah Spain, when San Francisco earlier this week said we could take anybody we don't know, and then they really go in on Trey Lance, and now he's their future.
Right. The only reasonable suggestion as to why they might have muddied the waters late is one that I heard from Bill Barnwell, which is that the staff of the Niners that had moved on to the Jets might catch wind that they really like this guy, Trey Lance, and consider making a different pick at two. That was really the only risk to them getting the guy that they wanted. I believe the interview that they did with SVP last night after the draft where they said they had two guys when they decided to trade up, and over the course of time, they fell more and more in love with Trey Lance, and it was clear to them they were picking him. I love this pick. It is very risky. 17 games in the FCS. This is a guy that has a massive upside, but also could fall on his face. I believe that they are going to let Garoppolo lead the team while he learns, but he played a lot of the play-action concepts that the 49ers use, more so than the other quarterbacks at the collegiate level. So against opponents that aren't as good, maybe, but if this guy pans out to what people think his top side could be, this is a franchise changer for them, and I love the
pick. I know Frank wants to get back in on something you said, but first Ramona Shelburne.
Well, look, I'm impressed as somebody who tries to get information out of people and teams at the disinformation campaign that San Francisco waged for the past couple of months, okay? Like, I'm trying to piece these breadcrumbs together, but they really didn't tell anybody. And I always tell people, if you have a secret and you don't want anybody to know, don't tell anyone, because anyone, even somebody that you know is that you trust, they're going to tell somebody, and then that somebody's going to tell somebody, and that's it's really been impressive to watch how well that secret was kept. And I like the Trey Lance fit. He's a mobile quarterback. When you're playing in the NFC West, where you now have J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald and the Seahawks defense up there, you need somebody who can move in that pocket. And so I like this pick, and I like that he can learn from Jimmy G this year.
Frank Isola back in.
Monica mentioned before, 318 pass attempts. That's the fewest by any first-round pick in 40 years. So if I'm San Francisco, I'm keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. The two best quarterbacks in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers and also Patrick Mahomes, they didn't start right away. They started behind someone. There's no set way of doing something. But when I look at this player, I'm going to throw him in from where he played college football now into the NFL on day one. I'd be careful about that.
Oh, okay.
Frank, do you know how many interceptions in those 318 passes in his collegiate career?
How many times did he play Alabama and Ohio State in those games?
I was going to say, in the FCS.
That's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you. The answer is
one.
And yes, opponents matter, but it's one.
We're going to move on. Sarah Spain, buckle your seatbelt. Here we go. The Bears and Justin Fields. Chicago traded up 9 spots to do this. Even through the maybe Trubisky anxiety they had making a trade and doing it when it wasn't expected of them. Remember, though, Andy Dalton is QB1, so okay. Sarah and Justin Fields, do the Bears finally have their franchise quarterback?
Absolutely. This quarterback is the answer. The highest wins above average rate over the 2 years at Ohio State for PFF. This is a guy who can throw the deep ball. He's athletic. He can move. He can do all the things that Matt Nagy wanted to do with Mitch Trubisky and his legs, but couldn't do with Mitch's brain and decision-making. He's incredibly accurate. Ooh. He is the guy who has faced the best competition in his time at Ohio State. He proved that he should have been the second pick, even above Trey Lance, and he was battling Trevor Lawrence for the first pick when they were talking about him going 2 years ago. This is a tremendous pick. The only thing I'm going to say is when we analyze quarterbacks in the league, if they don't succeed, we blame the quarterback instead of the system. The Bears need to get a better offensive line. They need to make sure they have the right weapons for him. They need to make good play calling for the kind of player that he is. All of that is going to affect whether he actually has success. Did they get the right guy, though? Absolutely.
That's the system that's in place with Matt Nagy. But we're talking about the last 80, 90, 100 years of Chicago Bears football. It's Sid Luckman. It's Jim McMahon for a year. Yeah. It's, you know, Rex Grossman for a quarter at best. I mean, can we have a quarterback in Chicago?
Are you blaming Virginia McCaskey?
I'm not.
We're looking at who's always been there for that long. And again, there's plenty of other teams that, like, there's only one Tom Brady in the Patriots' history. Right, like you have to look at other teams, and I get it. That is absolutely associated with the Chicago Bears. I'm not holding that against Justin Fields.
Maybe it's the pizza in Chicago. That's what I would say. Yes, Virginia, you have a quarterback, according to Sarah. Ramona Shelburne, how about you? Oh, don't make that face.
Well, look, I love Sarah trying to speak it into existence. I hope you're right, Sarah. I would like for you to be right. Look, the Bears have had one Pro Bowl quarterback since 1985. Yeah. They don't have a great track record, okay? Ryan Pace, their general manager, he just keeps drafting them. He just keeps signing them. And it's a muddled situation there, obviously, with Andy Dalton and Nick Foles on that roster. But, look, he believed in his guy. They traded up to get him. I hope it works out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's a hope from Ramona Shelburne. There's belief from Sarah Spain. What is there from Frank
Isola?
I like Sarah.
I hope our team wins. It's okay.
I like what Sarah said. He's the perfect quarterback, but they need an offensive line. They need weapons. It can't ever snow in Chicago, and then he'll prove that he's the perfect guy.
I love
the pick from this standpoint. It's a marriage made in skeptical heaven. Everyone is always skeptical about what the Bears are going to do, and how many people were skeptical about poor Justin Fields? Guess what? You could put him in the category with every quarterback in the first round. The bottom line is you don't know. So if they believed in him and they moved up to get him, more power to you. I think it's the perfect marriage for a team and a quarterback that want to prove everyone is wrong.
Justin Fields, number 2, then number 5, then number 10, and then he goes 11 to Chicago because of the trade, Monica McNutt. He's going to have motivation. Chicago has a little bit more. They're on their knees praying he's the guy. What do you see?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I'm still a little bit baffled at how Justin managed to tumble. Let's not forget about the college football playoff and how well he played, posting that incredible passer rating and playing through broken ribs. But here we are. I think you give a guy a chance. That's all any athlete asks for. So we've all talked about Chicago needing to surround this guy with weapons. But what I do like when you think of his arc, remember, he was highly touted and highly recruited just like Trevor Lawrence, has had a few different bumps in the road. Maybe those adversities have prepared him to navigate a few hiccups that might lay in waiting when he joins the Bears.
Sarah Spain after the horde.
Yeah, I just want to say, I've been calling for this for the last week or so. I knew Nagy and Pace needed to do something to save their jobs, but also fail big, fail different, fail with a great quarterback and a bad defense for once. Like, do there something different if you're going to fail us.
That is
just
an
do
incredible
it different
slogan. Fail big, fail different. Yes, USA. All right. And then the Patriots and Mac Jones at 15. Of course this happened. Of course he dropped. Of course the Tom Brady comps are out there. Come on, that's cold, guys. What are you doing? The Patriots say Newton is their quarterback right now. For New England to get Jones at 15 without trading up, for Jones to get Belichick, Ramona, what do you make of this? Do the Patriots have their franchise quarterback?
You know what? It's really interesting. They don't draft quarterbacks as high. People forget Tom Brady was a six-round pick. And, you know, I know that Mac Jones is leaning into this comparison. He posted the photo side by side of him and Tom Brady. But he's got the same offensive coordinator. He can sit behind Cam this year. I like the pick, and they obviously believe in if they take him in the first round.
Frank Gaisola?
I do love the idea that guys are now being disrespected by being drafted 11th and 15th overall. Go ask Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady, Mr. 199. God forbid you'd have to wait around until the 15th pick. I do not believe that New England was ready to move on to somebody else if Mac Jones wasn't available. I think that's what makes them a great organization. They have plans A, B, and C, but I do believe that Bill Belichick has not drafted them there unless he really believes that he can help them win football
games. Monica McNutt.
I mean, two institutions in the sport, right? Alabama football on the college level and the Patriots at the pro level. Yeah. I mean, it seems like a perfect fit. We'll see what happens.
Sarah Spade, how about you?
He's going to have worse weapons with the Patriots than he did Alabama. I'm interested to see how he plays when his guys aren't a notch above everybody else on the field. This is the connection between Saban and Belichick that we've seen over and over again that he loves. He's incredibly smart. He's athletic. He's got good pocket presence. This could be an absolute nightmare for the rest of the league if he steps into there and becomes the actual next Tom Brady. I hope that's not the case. Have some tough times first.
Frank, last word.
A few years of tough times.
Yeah, That Saban-Belichick combination never works for either side. It really doesn't. All they do is put trophies in the trophy case. Sarah, over there. There's one over there. It's like your Emmy Awards. All over.
Or the Peabody. Yeah, or the Gracie. So real quick. Year of the quarterback. 5 taken in the first 15 picks. How many turn into Pro Bowl quarterbacks? I know we didn't spend a lot of time on Trevor Lawrence. Can't forget about him. And Frank had jokes about Zach Wilson looking like he's a young man. And he is a young man. How many are Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks? Frank Gaisola, first to you. Name them.
Three.
Three?
I'll go with three of them.
Who?
Yes.
Don't just say three.
Zach Wilson.
Ooh. He forgot the names already.
Trevor
You're
Lawrence.
Getting muted. Monica McNutt, who's a Pro Bowler?
Two. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence.
All right, Sarah.
Three. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Trey Lance.
And Ramona Shelburne.
Well, the averages say two, so I'm going to go Trevor Lawrence, and I like Justin Fields. I'm rooting for Sarah.
More on the draft and buy or sell
next. Zach Wilson.
Frank forgot the names of the quarterbacks.
Anyway,
that's
Mitch
not a good
Trubisky
sign.
Mitch Trubisky was a Pro Bowler, so.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The latest on Aaron Rodgers reportedly telling teammates he won't return to the Packers. So yesterday it was certain members of the front office, today it's teammates. From the Packers side, look at this. We're not going to trade Aaron Rodgers. I do think he'll play for us again. When they picked last night, what did they pick? Of course, a cornerback. Eric Stokes, Georgia, 29. Their last 10 first-round picks, Ramona, 9 defensive players, and Jordan Love. So what to buy, what to sell here?
Look, I feel like I've lived this movie before covering the James Harden saga in Houston. And in the NBA, players have that kind of leverage and power over their teams. I don't know that we have that in the NFL. We haven't seen a player successfully force his way out of town. But Aaron just might have the leverage to do that. Now, when I hear Gutekunst say that, I know why he thinks Aaron's still going to be the quarterback, because he's making a lot of money there. But they don't have, if he can force his way out, that's going to set a new benchmark in the NFL.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, and this has been tension between Rodgers and this team for years, whether it's not getting offensive weapons in the draft, drafting his replacement, whether it's the fact that they just paid him his bonus instead of changing his contract and allowing him to have more guaranteed money, a lesser cap hit. Like, it's too easy for them to move on from him next year, and he doesn't want to be unceremoniously dropped for a guy named Jordan Love who hasn't played a single snap. So I think this might be the time we finally see if he says, I'm not going to show up. I'm going to change teams. I'm not going to show up for this again over and over again if I don't get what I want.
Monica McNutt.
This is the time, if you ask me, Spain. I mean, we're in a new territory in terms of athletes and their leverage. This is a guy that threw 48 touchdowns last year and just 5 interceptions, and he was not the reason that the Packers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think most recently of the Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll deal, and while things are supposedly fantastic if you listen to Carroll, LaFleur doesn't have that kind of cachet with Rodgers. So really, why would he stay?
Isola.
I'll take diva quarterbacks for 1,000, Tony. Here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. You're talking about their weapons. Did he win MVP last year with the weapons that they have? It's only the first round of the draft. You can still get players in the second and third round. And Monica, the biggest play of their season, he decided to throw the ball when he could have
don't
run.
Start.
And when he threw the ball, it was incomplete. So don't
Tony,
don't make it seem like it wasn't he's a great player.
Go
that
ahead, Monica, respond.
Listen, the way that whole last possession thing went down, that you can't just put that all on Aaron Rodgers. The entire play to kick it, like the whole thing was a debacle. You got to put the, you leave the ball in the hands of your MVP.
True. Wasn't the last play. Okay, remember, Tom Brady got the ball back and was able to move the ball on that defense.
There was no
and they drafted the defense.
He would have made it on that play. There's
Should
no
they have traded him last night? Was his value at its highest? Could they got something back last night? Could Denver, Washington, San Francisco
49ers?
Before Trey Lance made the trade? These are the questions. The guys who have won 3 MVPs in their career never finished their career with the team they won the 3 MVPs with.
That's right.
We're talking about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Johnny Unitas. We'll move on. The Eagles getting Devontae Smith at 10. They traded up with the Cowboys to do it. 4th straight year. Philly's taking a pass catcher in the first 2 rounds. The results so far haven't been great for them. Sarah, what to buy, what to sell?
Well, it's the 4th consecutive year they're taking a pass catcher in the 1st or 2nd round. I don't think you look back at the previous mistakes and have it change what you need. Fulgham last year was their leading wide receiver, and he had the lowest passes, lowest yards for anybody leading their team. So they need this, and they need to give Jalen Hurts a target that he knows.
Monica McNutt?
I'm buying this one. I like it for Jalen Hurts. It's a little bit of a reunion. Remember, these guys played 2 years together at Alabama. It's a light version of what the Bengals were ever able to do with Burrow and Chase.
Isola?
You can't help but look at it. Dallas did what was best for them. They gave Philly that pick. That meant they jumped ahead of the Giants. Just like this show, New York gets no respect, but I do love Devontae Smith.
Fascinating.
Get out of here. And Ramona Shelburne.
Diva commentator.
You also could look, this is Devontae Smith and a future first-round pick, right? Because when they move back from 6, they picked up a first-round pick next year. So you're getting a lot of value there. Plus, I know the knock on him is he's 166 pounds, but he won a Heisman Trophy going against SEC quarterbacks.
True.
Cornerback,
yeah, a little bit more physical in the NFL, but we'll move on. Any other picks you guys like or found questionable? You mentioned Cincinnati and Jamar and Chase together. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow together, but no offensive lineman there, Monica McNutt. Go ahead.
I'm just going to my squad immediately. Jamin Davis out of Kentucky, making an astute defense even that much more crazier. I can't wait to see him mix
it up. So you like what Washington did, Frank Isola? How about you?
Micah Parsons to Dallas, the Penn State linebacker. I like what the Jets did, too. They got a guard with the 14th pick. Elijah Vera Tucker, that's a good pick, considering you took the quarterback.
So on brand that Frank would like, I like a guard being picked. Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Oh, man, Sarah, you know what? I rooted for you with Justin Fields. Can you root for me with my Raiders? They reached again on the line, man. They could have been there in, the second round.
So the Raiders pick, yes. Every year we have the show.
Every
it's just year. The Raiders are kind of questionable. Sarah Spade, how about you?
Yeah, Travis Etienne for the Jags in the first round. They have other needs. I don't like going to a running back that early, especially when Urban comes out and immediately says he's going to be our third down back. Not good value.
Miami going with Waddle for Tua. Steelers going with a running back, Najee Harris there. That was some of the ones. And of course, everyone likes Pitts. If Pitts doesn't go to the Hall of Fame in the first ballot, I think at this point, it's going to be a little. Ramona Shelburne, Monica McNutt, Hall of Famers. But the ballot today says Spain and Isola in showdown in 2 minutes.